The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we are marching into the election season. And I dread it. Oh, my goodness, I dread it. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's Friday, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Next Tuesday night, my hometown of Westerville is going to be turned upside down, inside out. It's going to be terrible. As someone asked me a couple of days ago, are you really excited about having the Democratic debate in Westerville? And my immediate response, no! No, I am not excited at all. Yeah, but it's going to be on the news. I don't care. It's going to be a mess. Last night, I usually don't drive home through the uptown of Westerville and through Audubon campus, but I did last night because I was meeting Joy. And drove by the Audubon campus, and there are fences everywhere. And the, you know, that orange snow fences, the plastic snow fences, those things are up everywhere. Metal fences up everywhere. And it's not till next Tuesday. It's going to be a mess. Traffic is going to be a nightmare. It's going to be awful. And I got a little inside scoop from an anonymous source. If you will remember, when it was announced that the next Democratic debate was going to be on the campus of Otterbein, I said, John Kasich, the fingerprints of John Kasich are all over that because he is hand in glove with the Democrats now. He has basically turned in his Republican credentials. And, and of course, he is a senior political analysis analyst with CNN. He has an office at Otterbein. He is well connected with the Democratic Party leadership. And the day it was announced, I went on the air and said, John Kasich, I have a little inside source, said John Kasich. I don't know that. I am not 100% certain, but anyway. Now, in addition to the debates, the Democratic candidates are having these town halls. They had a town hall about the environment that drug on for hours and hours and hours. And just a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday? Whether it was yesterday or the day before, they had a big town hall, and the entire hours-long town hall was about LGBTQ. Really? An entire town hall hours-long about maybe 5% of our population, 10% at the absolute most, hours long, almost all the candidates participated. And some of the comments are not only outrageous, they are frightening. You've probably heard about Beto O'Rourke. And that's not his name. He's Irish, or I think he's Irish, O'Rourke. He's not Spanish. It's a nickname. But anyway, in order to be multicultural, he wants everybody to call him Beto. It's just so phony. But anyway, He was asked point blank by a CNN moderator, Don Lemon, about whether he supported revoking the tax-exempt status for churches that do not support gay marriage. I want you to listen to this exchange. I want you to listen to the audio. If you are a member of a church, that no matter how kind, gracious, loving your church is, if you are a member of a church that defines marriage as one man, one woman, Beto O'Rourke is coming after you. Here it is. This is from the LGBTQ town hall sponsored by CNN. Here it is.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Did you hear that? No hesitation. Didn't take even a nanosecond to think. Should the tax-exempt status for religious institutions such as churches, colleges, and charities be revoked if they don't support gay marriage? Yes! And did you hear the applause? Did you hear the applause? Now, my honest question, who are the bigots? Who are the bigots? Who are those who want to discriminate? Maybe it's time for me to review the three A's of the radical movement. All radical movements use these three A's. Number one, class, repeat it, most of you know, acceptance. The radicals begin their movement by saying, and by the way, with the homosexual community, this started back in the late 70s. Here's what they said. And those of you old enough to remember it, you know this is true. They said, just accept us. That's all. We will never ask for anything else but just to accept us and leave us alone. Let us live our lives. You live your life, we will live our lives. You leave us alone, we will leave you alone. Just accept us. That's all we ask. Do you remember that, those of you that are old enough? We heard that over and over and over again. That's all we ask. Just accept us. Once that was accomplished, and it has been accomplished for the most part in our culture, the second A is advocacy. Okay, now that you accept us, now you must become an advocate for us. You must fight for us. Now, we don't expect you to be like us. We're not asking you to be like us. But you must fight for us. Otherwise, you could be called a hate monger or a bigot. And that's all we will ever ask. Just fight for us. That was accomplished, basically, in our culture and our society. And then comes the third A, annihilation. I remember it began with, just accept us. We will never ask for anything else. Uh-huh. The last A is, if you don't agree with us, we will annihilate you. We will destroy you. We will put you out of business. You saw that on the stage with the LGBT town hall sponsored by CNN. Don Lemon asks, should the tax-exempt status for religious institutions such as churches, colleges, and charities be revoked if they don't support what you believe? Yes! There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution or any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. What about the civil rights of the Christians? What about the human rights of the people who just happen to disagree with you? Who, by the way, take a position that all civilized societies in the history of humanity has taken. What about them? What about their rights? Oh, well, if you don't agree with us, you have no rights. If you don't agree with us, we will destroy you. We will annihilate you. And he ended by saying, and so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we're going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans. Our fellow Americans who agree with me, with us. If not, we will destroy you. Some diversity, huh? Some inclusion, huh? Some love, huh? Some compassion, huh? There's no love. There's no compassion. There's no inclusion. There's no love. There's no tolerance. It is absolute intolerance. We're going to punish you unless you agree with us. Of those three A's, acceptance, advocacy, annihilation, the Democratic Party and those who stand with them are full blown into implementing the third A. And that's probably your church. Think about it. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. They used to hide it. No longer. No. No longer.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to a Friday edition. Telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to stay in the Columbus area and talk to Frank. Hey, Frank, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So you said people know what LTD stands for. It's Listen, Think, Discern, for those that don't.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this last round when we were talking, or you were talking about, like, former governor and Congress. Man, John Kasich, but the way I look at John Kasich related to President Trump, like I remember, I think there were like 16 Republicans, and then the now President Trump, you know, he seemed like he had like names for everybody, you know, Dr. Carson, even he questioned something, and you know, John McCain, he mentioned about like the heroes that aren't captured. It's like, what? Where does, you know? And I do support pretty much everything President Trump does, like related to the guns, and I'm not a gun person. And then you've got our Supreme Court. Like, isn't it true, Bob, like the pro-life related, hasn't he done more than a lot? Is that correct, I think?
I don't think there is anyone that would deny that Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in modern history. I think without any doubt. And concerning the name-calling and all that, I have been extremely critical of Donald Trump for that. I think at times our president can be childish, petty, immature, and impetuous. And I have said that repeatedly, But if you look at what he has done and separate it from what he has said, he has kept almost every campaign promise that he made concerning Israel. He moved the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, unlike any president prior to him. He passed the tax package that he said he would. Even this thing with the Syrians, I think it was a mistake, but it's a campaign promise that he kept. He made promises to confirm conservative constitutionalist judges. The two judges have not been tried completely yet, but it seems like they're constitutionalists. So he's basically done what he said he would do, and we've had to kind of put up with the childishness and the name-calling and so forth, which I don't approve of at all. John Kasich, however, has been just as childish as Donald Trump has been. And I really believe that. I think he has been just as childish as Trump. If you go back to the Republican National Convention, the state of Ohio lobbied for years to get the Republican convention right here in Ohio. They agreed. They came to Cleveland. And John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, pulled a childish little temper tantrum. And because the candidate was not the candidate that he liked, he wouldn't even show up and welcome the people to his own state. It was just childish on his part. So that's okay, well, that's my take on it.
Right. I disagree with that. I think there was like 16 of those candidates were up there on the stage, and John Kasich seemed like the only one that didn't just, you know, zip their lip. I don't think he acted childish, but I understand where you're coming from. And by the way, you had mentioned about like the school in Westerville Otterbein. I mean, they've hosted other presidential things, and I don't think we should say, you know, that John Kasich had anything to do with that. I think it would be a mistake if they didn't come to Columbus, Ohio. I mean, what better city for both parties to come?
Well, if you listen to the program, I do this little thing that I call Connect the Dots. There are thousands of small colleges across America that could have hosted this. John Kasich is a CNN contributor. We know that he has now very tight connections to the Democratic National Committee. And doesn't it seem like more than coincidence that they would choose the place where John Kasich is a CNN contributor and he has his office on the campus?
No, not 1%, because they've done other presidential debates there.
Who and where? What other presidential thing has Otterbein ever hosted?
I remember driving up there on whatever that street that goes north and south. There was something there within the last couple rounds. So I tell you what,
I'll have to check. I will correct.
The thing.
Yeah.
The people that are neutral on abortion, the people that are neutral on a lot of, you know, marriage, they're looking at President Trump. It's like, this guy has got to go.
Yeah.
He's a divider. And
well, in some ways he has. And with that, Frank, I really, really apologize, but I got to go. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.